Welcome to Global Review, where we take you outside the borders of Nigeria to let you know or bring you or keep in touch with what's happening in other parts of the world. And today we're docking our ship at the borders of Senegal. My guest is joining us from Dakar. He is a geopolitical analyst, and of course he obviously has his wits about him when it comes to the issues of politics. Amadou Gaye, I hope I pronounced your name right. It's Gaye, right? Amadou?
Yes, Gaye.
I got it. Okay, yes. Amadou Gaye. Well, Amadou Gaye is a geopolitical analyst, and he's joining us from Dakar, Senegal. There's so much noise in your background.
I'm sorry, but there are some people working in this food. I cannot say them to stop. They are working.
It's okay. We'll manage.
I was thinking that it may disrupt the broadcast, but you don't mind?
Sorry?
You don't mind because there is a lot of noise outside. At this moment, they stop, but they can restart again.
Oh, well, let's manage while they've stopped. Let's start by congratulating you for the emergence of your new president. Obviously, the swearing-in is on the way. But let's do a little bit of a backtrack. 2 weeks ago, we talked about preparations for your elections and all the people who were the runner-ups and those who were ready to, you know, run for that very hallowed seat. And what led up to the postponement of the elections. Oh, my goodness. But now, here we are, and everyone is excited about this 43-year-old man who used to be a tax collector, whose boss was in prison. I mean, it's an incredible story. But let's talk about the man in himself. Who's this guy, and did he come from nowhere, and how did he get to become the president?
Yes, his name is Bassirou Diomaye Faye. As you say, it led, he's a tax collector, tax inspector, and he's graduated in one of the brilliant schools of Senegal named ENA. He's an administration school where he was graduated and where also many high figure of the administration of Senegal are graduated, like the former Prime Minister Amadou Ba, who was running the election, Ousmane Sonko too, was also graduated in the school, and he comes from a district named Jaganyao, not far from Bou, not far from the seaside resort. And after his a degree, he joined Dakar to the University of Cheikh Anta Diop, where he was graduated in law, and after that he joined this school of administration. So he is a very simple guy, and he comes nowhere, as you say, lady. But his power is Ousmane Sonko, because he was endorsed by Ousmane Sonko, who designated him as his candidate, because, as you see, Ousmane Sonko couldn't run for election because he had some judicial problem. And that's why Ousmane Sonko chose him as his candidate. And it's not Diomaye Faye himself, but Ousmane Sonko. And people vote for Ousmane Sonko, but not for Diomaye Faye. If Ousmane Sonko also choose another guy in his party, I think this guy will win the election.
So obviously the people would vote for whoever Ousmane Sonko picked. Why does Ousmane Sonko have such influence over the people in Senegal? What exactly does he stand for that had made the people of Senegal vote for whoever he put on that ticket?
Yes, because when Ousmane Sonko has joined the political landscape to bring something new as whistleblowers, giving different information that was really very bad for the government. And after that, he became an MP, and people start gaining day by day more sympathy about what he was telling. And Ousmane Sonko also is a great fighter, because he managed to confront a very strong state that was trying to break him, that was trying to destroy him, and he resisted to all that fact. And people have many sympathy on him, because when he joined the political landscape in Senegal, there was a lack of opposition. The main leader of the opposition, named Idrissa Seck, joined the government, and Ousmane Sonko was sold in this battle, and day by day he was gaining sympathy, and people realized that what he was telling is the truth. Mm. And today, there is some fact in democracy, in many democracy, when people are persecuted, when people today are jailed, they can't get sympathy. It's not that people are strong or people, are very creative or they can make a different proposal, but the fact that they are persecuted can give a sympathy to people, and that what we have seen in this election, it was like a referendum, rejected vote against the government, and today the result is here. Ousmane Sonko has won by the interference of Bassirou Diomaye.
Lovely. As you said, Faye is not necessarily someone who has such a huge pedigree as Ousmane Sonko. But then, of course, now that the people have had, put their confidence in his hands, for you who obviously understands the political landscape of, Senegal and how, the people vote or what the people want, do you think that Faye is able to deliver on the mandate of the people? Again, many people, like those of us here in Nigeria, listening to, how your electoral process works, it's amazing that the people are the ones who pick the people who they want to lead them. It's not the political parties. It takes a lot of signatures. And then that you have a group of people who also decide, even though I hear that those people, I've forgotten the name of the group of people who decide, aside from the Electoral Commission, they're an apolitical group of people who actually decide, they decide on the election. I've forgotten the name of the group. But anyway, where I'm going is, do you think that Faye can deliver on his mandate? And what is it exactly that the people of Senegal want at this point in their life?
So I think he will be able to fit to all this demands, because at the beginning he started taking very important measures. First of all, he declared that they will abolish many institutions that are considered to be very predatory, like the Social and Environmental Council, like the High Dialogue of Council. And I think after doing that, they could save many money. I think it is 35 billions of CFA they will save. And also they will focus on the real demand of the population, is the cost of life, which is very, very expensive in Senegal. Today, Dakar is one of the more expensive cities in Africa. And I think that he has a lot of challenge. He is aware of that, and he is working with his collaborator. Let's bear in mind that, a state is not a single man, is not only a man. It is a group of people that will be support him, that will be behind him, and to put a public policy that will overcome all the stakes that Senegalese people are coping up with. And I think he is ready, and he will do the job. Even if he doesn't do the job, he will be kicked like Macky Sall.
For those who were followers of the outgoing president, I don't know what his policies, his policies were and what was the high point of his government. But is there a way to say that this man is going to continue from where, the former president did stop, or is he going to change things completely, like you have said? I like the policy of saving millions of dollars for your people. But again, can we say that the outgoing president did a great job?
Yes, I think there is two major points in his government. The first thing is the intangible legacy of power of the regime, because we realize that the farm regime, jailed many people, killed many people. There are many unsolved murders during Macky Sall's second term. And I think in this fact, Bassirou Diomaye Faye is ready to have a very strong institution that will guarantee the peace of all the citizens in Senegal. In other fact, also, Macky Sall has made many, many improvements in terms of building the country. We have many high roads from Dakar to Touba, from Dakar to Kaolack. There are many infrastructure. There is a new city built in Jamnyara, not far away from the downtown of Dakar. And it is a very good, I think, improvement. And Bashir Jomai Faye will keep on this way. He couldn't do less than Macky Sall. I think he will keep on his way. But where people are what people are expecting is that to have people that will be able to embody a institution that will guarantee that they have all the qualities in order to fulfill their job. Because today we see many positions that are given to a political clientelism, you know. And I think during their campaign period, they reassure to the Senegalese people once they come to power, they will give to the people that are all the full that are fully qualified, that are poised, that are all the skills to fill that position. And I think it is a great expectation from Senegalese people in terms of management. In order to avoid bribery, because bribery is gaining ground in the country, in every sector of the country. You can see bribery in the police district, in hospital, in the city halls. And I think people today are very aware of that. And Bassirou Diomaye Faye and his collaborator will put all the means in order to cope up with that difficulties.
I love that, you know, Senegal is not above, you know, because people look at it like, oh, Senegal's got this great election, they've got this great government. And, you know, people, at least now people understand that you're dealing with other things like corruption, like you said, bribery, even in a city hall with the police. So it's something that people here in Nigeria can actually understand. But is there any room, from what you see, from where you stand, of collaborations? Because, I mean, I know that Faye is from the opposition, but is there room for a coalition or a collaboration from both sides? If there be people who are somewhat competent, because you talked about competence, is there going to be a handshake across the table for some sort of coalition or people from the other side? And then is there a guarantee that the same things that were meted on Faye and his godfather would not be done to the people in the outgoing president's camp? I mean, imprisonment. I mean, docking people unnecessarily.
But I think this situation is very particular because it is the first time in Senegal, in the history of Senegal, that we have seen an opposition winning election in the first time. It is something very important. And the fact is that he hasn't won the election in the second term is very significant. Because in case that he has won in second term, he will have the support of other parties. And once he gets the power, it will be like a cake share. Everybody will ask, give me that, give me that, give me that. And in that context, it will not be like that because he has won election in first term and he has a free roadmap, a free highway to do whatever he wants to do. And in this fact, I'm very confident and many Senegalese are very confident that Bassirou Diomaye Faye has a free way to do whatever he wants to do because the other part of the opposition do not participate in his victory because all of them were beaten in the first term. And I think it is something very significant in his government.
Lovely. So, because there are the, well, let me use Nigeria as an example for this question that I want to ask. There seems to be a lot of godfatherism in Nigeria. I mean, you don't necessarily have to rise through the ranks. If you have a lot of money, you can go to a political party and buy a ticket. And then, you know, or you can give some people money to buy you a ticket and then say that we want you to run because you have the money. But in your case, it's different. But then because Faye does have a godfather who couldn't run for this office and he ran in his stead, there are those who wonder if he might be there just doing the bidding of his godfather, even if it one way or the other is not what the people want. Do you have that fear? Is there that fear in Senegal that maybe Faye might just be doing the bidding of his godfather?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, because PASEF is just a newly created party. Their party was created in 2014. And I think they have strong men, and they are a very revolutionary speech in that fact. But we cannot anticipate what will happen in the future, because politics is something very complex. And before getting the power, you may have no one surrounding you. But after getting it, you can see many businessmen, many influential people, start, knocking at your door. And in that fact, you should to be very cautious. You should to be very vigilant. But I think they are kicked out, and they will take into account all that risk in order to run the country in a good way. But I cannot anticipate in the future telling that he will not do that, or he will do that. I would like to be very factual at St. Thomas. I would like to be very cautious, because nobody know what will be tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. I like how you diplomatically attacked that. Finally, before we go on a quick break, I want to talk about something that a former ECOWAS commissioner spoke of, which is the terrorism and the insecurity around the Sahel region, which covers Senegal. Mm-hmm. Countries like Nigeria, Chad, Mali, we're all dealing with this. I'm guessing that Senegal also has that as a front burner issue. Is this something that you think Faye would be capable of dealing with head on as he resumes power?
Yeah, I think in his program, he has a very good approach about how to tackle with terrorism and with the threat of banditry and many threat, because everybody know that in the upcoming month or upcoming days, Senegal will start exporting gas and oil, in the coast. And we have borders with Mali. And I think people are very aware of that. And he declared in his program that once he came to power, he will take into account all that sort, because there is no risk. The risk is not non-existent. We can see that the terrorism has started in Mali, and after it spread over, in Niger, in Chad, and in the Sahel. And I think they are very, very, very cautious about that, and they will take all the measures in order to tackle this risk that can spread over even in Senegal. So during his program, I think he declared that he will multiply the number of the military in the border, and also they will try to, in terms of technology, to have drone, in order to play a very important part in terms of security and safety. Mm-hmm. I think they are aware of that. And as I said, it later is non-existent. And Senegal, in few days or in few months, will start exploiting gas and oil. And we see that the phenomenon of piracy also is very important in the Gulf of Guinea. And Senegal is among in the Gulf of Guinea, where piracy is gaining ground. Mm. So I think they will take all the measures in order to tackle this very serious threat in the sub-region.
I have 50 seconds. Maybe when I come back, you can quickly just tell me about the economy and what can be done to boost the economy. I mean, you've talked about, him cutting multiple departments and agencies to save money. Yes. But then when I come back from this break, Amudu, you're going to talk to us about the economy and how the incoming president can change it. Amudu is my guest. He's a geopolitics analyst, and he's joining us from Dakar, Senegal. Still talking about what's happening in Senegal. A lot of people across the world are talking about this 43-year-old president who's come from nowhere to the seat of power. But he's here to give us some background and paint a picture of who the next president of Senegal is. Stay with us. It's still Global Review on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Still Global Review, and my guest is still with me via Zoom, joining me from Dakar, Senegal. For those of you who do not know, he's a geopolitics analyst, Amadou Gaye. I'm going to try to get used to calling his name Gaye. Amadou Gaye. Amadou, before we wrap things up, because I have just 3 minutes, quickly, let's talk about what should be front and center for the economy for the new and incoming president of Senegal.
So I think it is one of the most important tools in his government, because Senegalese's debt to Russia has...
Oh, Amadou, I'm so sorry. Your network connection is going up and down. Did you say... Sorry.
52% to 33%.
Oh, dear.
From 2021.
Sorry, we lost that connection for a bit. Were you saying that Senegal has a debt profile of sorts? Can you take it from there again?
Yeah, Senegal, this is debt as well. As in from 52% in 2019 to 33% in 2021, exceeding the West Africa economic threshold, which is 33. The new elected president to tackle this trail in terms of the debt, because it is very, 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 very high. And as a fact, also is the unemployment of the youth. The unemployment rate is more than 22%. Wow. And most of the impacted people are the young people. So I think in employment curves. So I think it is the two major trail of Bassirou Diomaye Faye, and the last is the cost of living. The cost of living is very expensive in Senegal. It is very difficult in the city center to find a renting. So I think they will automatically attack these trails in order to allow Senegalese people having a better living condition.
All right. Well, at this point, I want to say thank you. Amadou Gaye is a geopolitical analyst, and he joined us live from Dakar, Senegal. Thank you so much for giving us your time, and we wish you all the best as you swear in your new presidents.
Yeah, thank you very much too, and I hope that I will visit you soon. I've been once in Nigeria. Maybe I will come again.
You should come. Anyway, come. We welcome you.
I will pay you a visit.
And yes, please.
I will pay you a visit.
Please bring some wolof from Senegal when you're coming.
Inshallah.
All right. Thank you very much. Amadou Gaye is a geopolitics analyst who joined us from Dakar, Senegal. And that's it on Global Review.